You've often heard that it's bad luck for a cat to cross your path on a night like this. No, you cannot trust this maid, and even her less mysterious mistress. You will not find the shelter that you had hoped for in this mansion. Your eyes dart around looking for any opportunities or tools you can use to escape. And then, you remember, the one thing a cat hates more than anything, will this still apply to her? There's no choice but to try it and find out. You give her a sad look, apologizing preemptively as you slowly crouch down.
Hmm? Hey, what are you doing with my mop? I'll mop the kitchen floors later.
In a blur, you reach out and grasp the bucket of water before standing up and pitching the contents, sending a shower of water right into her.
Ugh, you asshole! What was that for? Blech, my fur's all wet. Oh, this is the worst!
There's no time to stick around. You dash past the whimpering cat, hearing her curse at you as you run to the front door.
This isn't the kind of soaking wet pussy I wanted.
You reach the front door and tug on the handles, but the door stubbornly refuses to open. You pull and pull again before cursing and realization that you can't get the door to open again. You have to find another way out. And once the cat maid recovers, you expect that she won't be quite as merciful with you. You try the windows in the lobby, but they refuse to move as well. What's with this place? Why doesn't anything work? You hear more angry cursing from the kitchen. It seems she is going to come after you. There's no time to consider any alternatives. You dash for the stairs, moving up them two at a time, your eyes darting around. There are two directions you could go, so you randomly pick left. You move down to the end of the hall, looking for more windows you can try, but not finding any. When you come to the end of the hall, you're faced with two doors. Again, you randomly decide on left. You grip the door handle and twist, pushing the door open and hoping, praying that this room is a bathroom, a bedroom, anything with a functional window, anything that will let you escape from here. You step inside the door, shutting it behind you and stopping for a moment, leaning against the door and panting for breath. You look around and see that you've entered an opulent bedroom, complete with a splendid four-poster bed, hardwood dresser and cabinets, a row of bookcases holding what must be 100 tomes, and an elegantly dressed woman sitting in a chair at her desk and holding a book in one hand. Snapping it shut, she stands up and turns around to look at you. She has piercing red eyes, and the intensity of her gaze causes you to freeze up in terror, feeling the blood in your veins turn to ice. Oh dear. Of all the rooms to stumble into, you've gone and waltzed right into the bedroom of the lady of the house. This should be fun.